Hello, humans. Welcome to the Already Unleashed podcast. I think it's episode 14. My name is Nikki Unleashed, and I am your host. Let's go. So today I want to talk about, let's call it a river. River of life. I really connect with the element of water. I mean, any water. I love oceans, lakes, rain, the sprinkles, puddles. I'll jump in puddles. Rivers, though, are probably my favorite. And stick with me here. I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but I'm going to be connecting a few dots here. So let's see where the river takes us. First thing I want to share is, we don't know what our ripple effects actually are. And by that I mean, we're all humans, right? Vast majority of our bodies are made of water. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I love being the first one at the swimming pool. And you get to jump in, and then you get to cause all the ripple effects. Or like when it's a really clear, glassy morning at the ocean, and you jump in, and you know, you're the one causing the ripples. I think it's really fun. And when there are already waves, when there are already people in the pool, when there are already, you know, a bunch of rocks and currents flowing in the river, you don't necessarily know or get to see what your ripple effects are. But sometimes there are instances in life where those unknown ripples do get to be known, at least a little bit. In this case, I'm talking about, I'm going to share one of my friends, whose name is Tuffy. He was actually my Uber driver. He started a YouTube channel called Tuff Talk with Tuffy, spelled T-U-F-F, and then Tuffy is T-U-F-F-Y. Check it out. I'm referring to episode number 3. I think it's titled, My Validation / Thank You. So, backstory. I was in South America earlier this year. I turned 34 and I have never been to that continent. And I had some days off of work, so I was like, you know what? I want to go. It was the most, there are so many stories from that. Oh my gosh. But basically, that is the most last minute and spontaneous thing I have ever done in my life. And I had a blast. But when I'm talking about the river here, I'm talking about there are so many things that are connected. So like one of the things that is connected is I booked my flight so last minute that I did not have time to go to the airport, find parking, and make my flight. So I actually Ubered from my place to the airport. I did not even think about the Uber back. I did not think about coming home. I didn't think about any of those logistics. I was just trying to make my flight. But all that being said, on the way home, that means I needed an Uber home. And Tuffy ended up being my Uber driver. We had an amazing conversation. He is a father to two beautiful girls. He just has a very interesting perspective on life. And I loved everything that he shared, particularly things that he just knew intrinsically to do, and he did them. Like, he wasn't seeking out a teacher. He wasn't, you know, reading a book. He wasn't seeking answers outside of himself. He really had what I sensed, or what I perceived. It seemed like he had a strong sense of self. So we got to talking. He had a very soothing voice. And I was like, hey, have you thought about starting a podcast? And he said, well, as a matter of fact. So he told me about his YouTube channel. I'm happy to see that there are more videos up. So if you're listening to this, Tuffy, keep it up. Keep making new stuff. Keep creating. But all this to say, I wanted to say thank you to you, because in this instance, I actually did have a slight idea of a ripple effect that I caused. Normally, I don't. Normally, I don't have any clue what kind of ripples I cause. I never intend a harmful ripple, but I have no idea. Even if I have the most loving intentions, I could still end up hurting people. That's just part of the human experience. But in this case, I did get to see a ripple effect. I did get to hear how I impacted somebody. And that was so beautiful and such a gift. And Even that, my river is continuing to flow. Like, yes, this ripple is known. I got to watch a video of how I impacted somebody. But even that, we don't know what words really, really mean to somebody. Like, it was amazing to hear how he experienced that interaction. And yes, I got to watch that video and, you know, I got to take it at face value, but I don't really know what he was experiencing internally. And that's true of any human being, right? Like, we don't know what someone else is thinking, what someone else is feeling. I'm not married yet. I'm still looking for my person. But even in the marriage that I want to build someday, where we learn each other and we really, really know each other, no one is a mind reader. Let's be real. Nobody is a mind reader. And if you throw in, you know, life experience and perspectives and things we learn and things we do and just everything that life has to offer, there's no way that we can ever fully know our impact on somebody else. Because at the very most basic level, even words, we can define words differently. Like, my favorite color is blue. So when I say blue, what do you think of? I'm saying the word blue, right? So technically, we could agree that blue is the sky. But do I mean ocean blue? Do I mean river blue? Do I mean midnight sky blue? Do I mean baby blue? Do I mean more of a teal or an aquamarine? Do I mean northern lights blue? Sometimes it's blue. Do I mean bioluminescent blue, which happens to be my favorite blue? Do I mean royal blue? The point of that blue exercise was just that even a word can mean so many different things to each person. And even at different points in your life, the color blue can mean totally different things. Maybe you just had a baby with the most gorgeous blue eyes, and though that color blue is now like burned into your brain. Maybe you just, I don't know, got proposed to on like the most incredible sunset cruise or something, or you like, you know, hiked a glacier or whatever, like, or you like swam with dolphins in the wild. Like, there's so many different shades of blue. So even in the meaning of the word blue, how can we even like agree on that? Even still, with all the different ways that we can define the word blue, and even with the unknown ripple effects, and then even with the known ripple effects, we still get to connect on this planet. We still get to try, is what I'm getting at. We still get to live our life and do our best and give it our best shot and try to connect with other human beings. And we get to play and we get to experiment and we get to experience different things in different depths. And oh my gosh, I am so many episodes behind. I don't even know how I'm going to tackle this, but I got so many stories for you from South America. And then I just want to put a timestamp or a pin in this. Today is St. Paddy's Day, 2024. And you guys know that I mark time kind of by the seasons. Like, I don't really go by quarters, but it always amazes me that like Halloween comes and then tomorrow it's going to be the holidays and then it's going to be St. Paddy's Day and then July 4th and then Halloween again. Like, it's just the year, it's a blink. Like, it was just New Year's and here we are at St. Paddy's, and then sure enough, tomorrow is going to be July 4th. Anyway, today is St. Paddy's Day, and I just had the most incredible weekend at a retreat that I am not ready to tell you about yet, because the whole thing, oh my gosh, the river is just, I'm still soaking in it, and like, it's still working its way through all of my cells. But all this to say, we don't know the full ripples that we have on other people, and we don't know, here's the kicker, we don't know the ripple effects that we have on ourselves. Because we're constantly changing, right? Like, a river is never the same. How does that quote go? Like, the same man never steps into the same river twice, because the man is different and the river is different. So you can never replicate the exact same moment, which is all the more reason to be present now. And my experience this weekend, my brain isn't really braining. Like, I had trouble driving earlier. But I can say this much. When I was younger, I would mark life by school years or by, you know, a graduation, or you get a degree, you get a license, whatever. And then I started marking it by relationships, by romantic relationships. But I can now say that this is really the marker. This is the landmark, the thing in my life, more so than any graduation, more so than any romantic relationship. This weekend and what transpired and what... That's not even a fitting word. What changed? What flowed? What blossomed? What... Oh my gosh. What... The life that I lived this weekend. This is the before and after moment. This is the mark that I will remember my life before this and my life after this. And, yeah. So just even in that, right? Like, you, maybe you're listening to this, you're listening to some other podcast or some other song, and you're feeling the sound waves, which is matter moving through your eardrums and, like, through the speakers into your body, and, like, things are moving and grooving and shaking, and we're literally affecting each other and dancing together, and ourselves, you know, all came from the same star, and, like, oh my gosh, we could go way into the the nitty-gritty of this. But I'm just sharing this to say that even the ripples that I felt this weekend, I am now sharing a tiny drop of it with you. And how is that impacting you? And how will you change from it? And then how will your changed self impact, I don't know, your coworkers or the barista you talk to or the, you know, the gas station attendant or the next person that you speak, literally whoever, you know? Will you text a friend differently? Will you phrase words differently? Thinking about rivers and known ripples and unknown ripple effects. I don't know. I can't really control that. But all that I can do is show up as me. Show up as my soft and my loved and my loving and my every time, thank you past Nikki, my already unleashed self. So for those of you who this is your first episode listening to, I named this Already Unleashed to remind myself that I am already unleashed. Like, there has never been a leash. There will never be a leash. I might think that there is, but there never was one. And I actually thought about changing the name of this to No Leash or something like that, but then it might be like a BDSM, okay, whatever. But I'm going to keep the name, actually, Already Unleashed, because it's a mental cue. It's like a, like in sports or weightlifting or surfing, it's like a cue. It's like a little, you know, a poke. A poke to my temple or to, like, my third eye, like, hey, Nikki, wake up. You are already unleashed. You might not get to know the ripples that you have on other people. And even when they are gracious enough to share how I affected them, and believe me, that is such a beautiful experience. Like, I totally receive that. I love hearing words of affirmation. Even if you have, like, constructive criticism, I love hearing truth. Even when somebody can perfectly articulate it, and even when somebody can dance and sing and express in all these different modes, I will never, ever, ever, ever know the internal experience of another human being. And that just inspires me even more to get to know humans, because they are so different from me, and yet we're all also, I mean, we're pretty much the freaking same. We're all hilarious, we're all messy, we're all amazing, we're all works of art that are currently in progress. And we are all rivers, right? We're all flowing, and we're at some point, we're not stagnant. We are alive and moving and dynamic and alive. I already said that, and I just really like that word. But yeah, we're all rivers. We don't know the impact we have on other people, but I still encourage you to share that when you are called. And remember that you are already unleashed. So go live. Go make some ripples. Even if you don't know how other people will receive you, it doesn't fucking matter. Because you are your own river, and you get to flow where and how you are currently flowing. All right, humans, I'll catch you later. Thank you for tuning in.